So on the line we have Eileen Flowers. Can you give us your job description, please?
Yes, I'm Eileen Flowers. I'm from Hopedale. I work at Amos Comenius Memorial School, and I'm the vice principal.
Okay. And Eileen, I understand that the ACMS has a photo contest going on for Hopedale residents?
Yes, we put out there a few weeks ago an ACMS photo contest, and we're hoping that Hopedale residents will submit their photos on our email that we have there to capture some of the culture and landscape and traditional ways of life.
So what will happen with these photos?
So what we're hoping that we'll get a collection of photos submitted, and we'll have a little committee to go over them and select a few, and well, approximately probably 10 will be put on a canvas to be displayed in our school with a little plaque underneath it recognizing who the photo was taken by and what the details of the photo is.
Oh, wow. So, like you mentioned, it can be anyone from Hopedale?
Yes. We're just keeping it within our community. It can, like, the picture could be taken from Hebron. It's their culture and their way of life, just a creative shot, and so that it could be possibly displayed in our school, but we're just, like, keeping it within our Hopedale residents.
Okay. So, the winning photos will be developed on canvas?
Yes. Yeah, we're not sure on the exact size, but yeah, it will be placed. That's why we're asking for the digital photos to be submitted. It just makes it a lot easier for getting it developed onto canvas. And so once that is done, we'll bring in the people who have submitted it and okay it and then go from there.
Okay. So is there a maximum of photos per person?
Yes, we're just saying right now maximum five photos they can submit per person. Just, you know, we have a lot of photos that we would have to go through to decide who would be selected. Like I said, we're just looking at approximately about 10 photos that we're going to pull from.
Okay. So when is the deadline for this photo submission?
Our deadline is February 28th. We have some already submitted, but I really hope that more be sent in.
And which email do they email their photos to?
acmsphotocontest@outlook.com.
Okay. And would you like to add anything else about this photo contest?
Yeah, so no, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for Hopedale residents to be able to display their culture. We're trying to indigenize our school a bit more. And just to bring out new pictures so that, like, in 10, 15 years' time, when they come back to the school, they'll be like, oh, I remember that moment. Or, you know, just to bring back some of their traditions. And just I hope that it's some creative shots that'll be submitted and that it displays their culture and their way of life. And I think that it'll be an excellent way to honor the Indigenous way here in Hopedale.
Okay. And about another topic, you mentioned about the life skills program in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get some details about it?
Well, we have three Indigenous instructors who teaches our students sewing and cooking and artwork and also woodworking. They have a lot of different things that have come out of their different projects. I know that they're currently working on tea dolls. Also, we had some doing embroidery and making comatics, little smaller versions, and they've made real life versions as well. They've also done a lot of sewing with regards to making mitts. Beadwork is another thing. They were making earrings as well. So, and also they do different things and making cookies and giving them to their elders. And so it's been a wonderful program that goes on in our school to help then teach some of the different traditions of Hopedale.
Mm. You also mentioned about snowshoe making, too.
Mm-hmm.
When did you guys start making snowshoes?
In January the 17th, we had a snowshoe workshop. 10 students were selected in our high school area between grades 10 and 12, and they came in the morning and they worked with a group of adults, which helped the system so they wouldn't become frustrated when it came to knotting and holding it on. We had Ruben Flowers, who was our life skills instructor, instruct them. And so it was a day-long event, and then we had a lunch provided from our life skills program, provided a traditional-style food. It was sunny milk and partridge soup, so it would allow them to sit down and you know, just collaborate together and talk about old stories and things that have happened. So it just made a nice way of connecting with their adults. And, you know, it was an excellent opportunity. And they're still currently working on their snowshoes now. And they do that on their free time or during Inuksiyovut or skill tray courses or whatever. And so majority of them almost have them completed. And there's just a few that just are kind of a little bit slower. But they're getting the skill. And it takes time. And it's making snowshoes is something that you have to do with, be very patient with. And it's nice now. I see some of the students who really took on to the skill, their newfound skill, and they're encouraging the other students to finish and helping them get it done. So it's great that way.
Well, sounds like a very interesting activities going on at the ACMS school.
Yes, it is. It's been wonderful. I'm really proud of our students. They're doing great.
Would you like to add anything else, Eileen?
I just appreciate you calling. It's nice just to give some recognition to our students because, you know, they're working really hard here and that they're doing really well in our school. And, no, I thank you for your time.
Okay, I'd like to thank you, Eileen, for speaking with me today. And I'll probably get another update again soon.
Okay.
Maybe after the photo contest is
finalized. Yes, most definitely. You're more welcome to call, but I appreciate you phoning.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, you have a lovely day.
You too.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.